He's back. Everyone's favorite designer, Todd Snyder, returns to the pod. And oh man, is this a good one. Look, before we jump in, one of my favorite things about Todd is just how honest and genuine he is. And in a world of fashion and marketing BS, it's incredibly refreshing and welcoming. Todd and I talk about the ever-changing world of retail and how his business is evolving in our new normal. We also talk about his new collab with L.L. Bean and why he loves partnering with other brands. It's Blammo Extra, and Todd Snyder is back. So, how's biz, man? How's life in the quarantine world?
It's good. I mean, I hate saying that, but it's business has been solid for, you know, ever since the whole thing happened back in March. I was nervous. I honestly didn't think we were going to be around, and.
Really?
Luckily, we still are. Well, yeah, you never know. I mean, you think the stores are just not doing well, but the online business really picked up. I was really grateful we had Champion and kind of that athleisure wear. So that was a, yeah, I mean, having Champion, our Champion percentage of sale really spiked. We were selling a lot of joggers, a lot of, you know, sweatshorts, sweatpants, kind of, you know, the stuff you wear when you're working from home, which is kind of the way everybody's dressing today. So that really helped get us through it. And then, you know, we have just been really fortunate with business in general. And a lot of our competitors are struggling and are going out of business and whatnot, which I feel bad. But at the same time, we're kind of taking advantage of that. So,
well, to go back, like when I first asked, you had said that you'd felt a little bad. I mean, and to kind of like politely push back against that, like everyone I talk to is struggling, which is fine. But like, I think people want to hear that people are doing good. Like it's good that you're doing good. Like people are tired of hearing of, well, this brand's not going to last or this, like, so this is great news.
I mean, for us, it's great. You know, you have friends in the industry and I certainly feel for them. And, For me, the way we built the business, the way I built the business, I really tried to think about it in like three or four pillars, you know, whether it was Champion, which kind of filled like an athletic kind of pillar, and then Tailored, which isn't doing very well right now. And then kind of doing this collaboration with L.L. Bean has certainly paid off and has super high expectations, and having that outdoorsman feel. Mm-hmm. And then also kind of having our third party, whether it's Nike or New Balance or what have you, all of that's doing really well. So I really try to surround the business in a very, I would say, balanced way, so that you're not, if one of the pieces goes down, like Tailored, for example, we're not selling very many suits or tuxedos, as you can imagine, mm-hmm. but we're selling the sport and that part very well. And that's really where I think I hadn't planned on this ever happening, but I have always wanted, I kind of looked at it very similarly how Ralph has his business. I grew up a big Ralph head. I worked there. And I just really looked at his business as like the perfect menswear destination. He had everything from Purple Label, which is suiting, to Polo Sport, to RLX, to Sportsman, which was an old label that they used to have that I think they're resurrecting. So it's kind of all these different lifestyles. And Ralph was always good at like thinking about all the things he likes doing and creating the wardrobe that goes around it. And my version of that has always been to collaborate to get that, because I really want the authentic version, meaning L.L. Bean to me invented the outdoors apparel, and Champion invented the sweatshirt, and Timex invented the watch. So I've always wanted to surround myself with all of those parts of the business. We used to collaborate with Southwick back in the day before they went out of business recently. Mm-hmm. So Southwick was doing all of our Tailored. They're owned by Brooks Brothers, and you know, since they won Chapter 11 and also just got bought recently, they really obviously, they sold their factories and everything and aren't making anything in the US. So it's kind of that piece of the business is sad. Just because I'm a huge fan of, I'm sure you are too, of Brooks Brothers. I don't know what these new Yahoos are going to do with it, to be honest with you. So,
yeah, I mean, on the Brooks Brothers front, and there's a couple other like big things that I definitely want to get your opinion on, but it, at least on the Brooks Brothers front, I haven't bought any new or wanted to buy any new Brooks Brothers stuff in the last 10 years. And so,
same.
Probably
20 for me, but
yeah. So like in a way I'm not surprised, but also I'm still encouraged because there is still a lot of Garland shirts out there and there are a lot, you know, and not to get into the whole sustainability thing, but I do think that people can still love and associate what made that brand great, which was this, you know, American classic thing, and buy some of these older stuff. And I don't know, maybe the new companies will, the new management will kind of recognize that and find some way to honor the reasons why people like it versus 400 outlet stores. But
yeah, I don't think they will. I mean, we can be candid about it. It's very rare that we get to rip on other brands, but I do think the group that bought them has zero experience in building brands. What they do is they buy brands distress, they chop them up, they sell off the inventory. I mean, I can't name one brand that they bought and turned it into an amazing brand. So I don't think that's going to happen. I personally think they're just going to ruin it. They're going to license it out, try to make money, where you'll start seeing Brooks Brothers stuff at Bye Bye Baby, for example. I shop Bye Bye Baby and they own Nautica and they own a few other brands, and you see all of a sudden see like, oh, there's some Nautica slippers here. There's some,
Nautica. I forgot.
Yeah. So I wouldn't have too much expectation. It's a bummer because it's such a great brand. And I do think whoever had it had an opportunity to turn it into an amazing brand, but I don't have a lot of expectation that they'll turn it into something, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm bummed because I know it was such an iconic brand. I've been trying to collaborate with them for the last 4 years. And it never happened. It was just, they were very slow to kind of make any changes there, their management at the time, which was, you know, some good people there. I worked with them a lot doing production and all that. They're just a big machine, and
it's like Luxottica and Del Vecchio, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It was. And, it could have been something I think great. And like I said, I was trying to do a collab for them because I really like the brand. But now I've kind of set my sights on a J Press or something like that, which I think, so.
Yeah. Well, with all this stuff, something that, you know, has been happening, and I'm curious about how you feel about the pressure here. You are basically the last and final hope of American menswear. And I'm curious, you know, because if you look at the field right now, it is just a war zone and no one's really survived, but you have, and you've done really well. And I mean, the reasons are pretty easy to see, but what sort of pressure do you feel to kind of maintain this American image?
I don't think about it that way. When I got into this industry 20, 30, 30 years ago, and when I started doing my own thing back in 2011, I started off in wholesale, immediately got into Bergdorf's, which was amazing, got into Neiman's, which was amazing. And then I discovered the whole game of wholesale and how difficult it was, because you get into Bergdorf's, which is amazing, but it's one store and it doesn't really pay the bills. And then as soon as you go and open up Barney's, Bergdorf's gets pissed at you and then they stop supporting you. And then if you go to Nordstrom, God forbid, you're really out. And this is the way it was 10 years ago. It's changing because Barney's is gone and Nordstrom is really the king of wholesale right now, or retailers. Which I know is not easy, but they're the best in it. They don't kill you with markdowns. They don't kill you with chargebacks. But the wholesale sucks. I mean, it really, I'll be very, very honest with you. it's a ripoff, because all of these, and I could say it because I don't sell to them anymore. I knew that if I was going to be successful, I had to get out of that business, because the way the old guard used to be, you would partner with retailers. Ralph mm-hmm. partnered with Bloomingdale's back in the day, with Saks back in the day. They helped him build shops. They really helped build his brand. And what's happened now is that doesn't happen anymore. It really is about the margin and you protecting their business. Mm. And they really don't give you any outs to make money. And
why is that? Want to hear the rest? Join us over on Patreon. You'll hear this episode and tons more exclusive pods from the return of Sid Mashburn, Michael Hill of Drake's, and more. You'll also get access to our private members-only Slack group where we chat about menswear and a bit of everything. Visit patreon.com/blammo and we'll see you there.